Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenzi, and I'm on the grid, and so is the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. Let's do this thing. The countdown to kickoff is on. Not tonight, but tomorrow. We've got Thursday night football, and then there's no turning back. We're at that time of the year right now. Now, bowl season was supposed to begin on Saturday, but unfortunately, everybody's holidays have been ruined since the Frisco Smoothie Bowl has been shut down. But there's still a full slate of college football on Saturday anyways, without that bowl game. We've got all these conference championship games. And then on Sunday, we've got NFL football. Monday, we've got bowl games, NFL football. And then there's no turning back, Cam. And in fact, we will have football on every day starting tomorrow for 25 consecutive days.
That sounds fantastic, Morenzi, because after one day of the CONCACAF soccer, I'd like to throw it in the toilet. So let's just get football going so we can really enjoy our holiday season. I'd prefer that. I got to tell you, though, I was looking forward to the Smoothie Bowl to kick things off. But, hey, we'll find a way to, you know, make bets, be degenerates, and have fun over the holidays, no doubt.
Yeah, 25 days, guys, 25 consecutive days of football will set the table for you. It's like on the 12th day of Christmas, it was the Liberty Bowl. And then, you know what I mean? We'll go down the list. Six bad beats, four screw jobs, $5,000 lost.
Two missed extra points. That's our song all the time, actually. Yeah, we don't need Christmas for this tune.
We should actually record our own. We should record our own Game Time Decisions. Yeah, the 12 days of Christmas. On the 12th day of Christmas, they gave me a safety. It'd be pretty good. That's good. Two missed extra points. One block punt and one broken leg. The 12 days of Christmas. We've got 25 consecutive days of action, football. And as you stated, I don't want to hear about these other sports anymore. I might start having to adapt what some of these more disciplined people do and just tune out some of these other sports. I'm starting to hate college basketball with a passion. But with that being stated, no, I like Notre Dame tonight, plus the points.
No offense to them. They're not doing, 7 hours of radio a day or whatever. So that's the thing. And we don't work at a regular radio station giving. This is not the Weather Channel. It's Sports Grid. We bet on sports. That's what we do around here. So I will say this, Morenzi, at least we got did you take the Kings on the money line last night? So we at least got a split in that stupid basketball game. Sorry about the Spurs pick. That one sucked rocks.
Yeah, I don't know how the Spurs lost to the Houston Rockets. And look, first off, I don't know how they played that game last night. I don't know how the floor didn't break with James Harden's arrival. Guys, like, guy shows up.
See the punch? I'm like, wow, this is unbelievable.
Dude, I try to stay on top of things, Cam. I didn't know that Kendrick Perkins unretired and came back. Like, honestly, like James Harden. James Harden's doing this deliberately as well. It's not easy to gain that much weight. Like, you've got to go out of your way. Like, it's hard. Dude, I stuff my face all the time. I don't know. Like he just must have been sitting in his hotel room, stuffing his face with cheesecake all night off of like Instagram models. And he's trying to eat his way out of Houston. Game time decisions. Shout out to Oklahoma. I am getting ready.
Eat his way out of Houston.
Yes. Like, so James Harden shows up last night. James Harden shows up last night, except nobody recognized him. Like, honestly, like he's in the witness protection program. He shows up. I don't know, like, if he stepped on a scale like Harden last night. So basically, though. When people protest, they go on hunger strikes. I guess it's the opposite with James Harden. I'm dead serious. He's trying to eat his way out of Houston. Like, the Houston Rockets have been resistant and hesitant to trade him. And he doesn't want to play there. I mean, the guy turned down $250 million. So I guess he figures, you know what? All right. I'm just going to show up. I'm going to show up looking like Homer Simpson in the episode when he gained so much weight because he wanted to work from home. Exactly. Your fingers are too fat for this phone. He's trying to dial. It's the best. Oh, like James Harden, he's at the point like it's like Homer Simpson when he went to the movie theater and they're like, sorry, sir, we're not sure we have seats that can handle your girth. And he's like, why must you mock me? I just want to watch Honk If You're Horny in peace.
Honk If You're Horny.
Because James Harden. James Harden's going to be like the Big Show. He's going to need like his own like two seats. You know, I saw the Big Show on a plane when I was coming back from Costa Rica from that football conference years ago at the airport in Miami. You can't make this up. I'm like hungover, like near death hungover, like Costa Rica. I was in airports for 16 hours in Costa Rica for 38 hours and in airports again for 16 hours. I wasn't doing too well. And I'm lying on the floor and I have like, you know, the total airport pass out job. Like, I don't even care. Yeah. Face first on the carpet.
You've seen me.
Exactly.
Been there.
And there's this dude talking. And he's name dropping. Yeah, I'm good friends with Lenny Kravitz. And good friends. I was hanging out with Metallica the other day. And I'm like, will this guy ever shut up? Who is this guy? Continue on.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Brancy throwing a towel to Reggie.
What happened there? It's like the holiday bells just went through my skull with an anvil.
God, that was loud.
My ears are ringing.
Dude, what the hell was that? Whatever that was, never do that ever again. Whoever did whatever you did. Otherwise, I swear to God, I'm going to fly to wherever you are and punch you in the face. Like, whoever did that, don't do it again.
Like, that that's them fighting ever, back at us. Screw you guys. Shut up. What happened there? Holy jeez. Man, that was
like
crazy.
It was, no,
like, oh, like my board's just, it's struggling. It went right through like the peak levels. Like, I don't know what the color is past red, but oh, God.
Dear God is right. Need a minute. I feel like that was like a SWAT raid, Cam. Like the FBI just kicked the door and bam, bam! Like a flash bomb. It's like,
no, like, my heart's racing. Like, yeah, it kind of, wow, that was crazy, man. Crazy.
Yeah, just for people that don't know, I don't know. We've got a lot of different affiliates and stuff, but there was an unnamed station and a promo. They had a Christmas promo that was like Motorhead, if Lemmy and Motorhead would have said, that's too loud. Like, you got to turn that down. Like, even Lemmy and Manowar would have said, bro, what the hell are you doing? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, I'm in a heavy metal band, Cam, and even I'm like, yeah. Whoa, like, what are you guys, idiots? Yeah. What the hell's wrong with you people?
Yeah, that was okay. That was messed up.
Let's get back on track. So we were laughing earlier. So we start these shows, guys, for those of you tuning into the radio, we start the shows on the top of the hour, but we're on a million different stations and TV and this and that, and we got like a million little start times and this at 2:15 mark and this and that and everything. So we come on at the radio. I'm supposed to do like a radio introduction, and everybody's supposed to be quiet, right? It's like the start of a new show again. But the James Harden stuff carried over, and Cam was laughing too hard, and.
It was.
See, I'm pretty good, Ken. You notice how I just turn it off, and I'm like, "All right, yeah, new show start, boom."
I was way out of Houston. I was looking for a laugh today, and I got it. You know, it was the best. He's a monster.
But I was just thinking, if you are like SNL, when like they can't make it through the skits, they're laughing too much. That would be you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you'd be right, guy. I can't get through this. Like, you know what I mean?
And it's true. It's,
you notice with that stuff, it's okay once in a while. They don't mind it, but it can't become your thing. Like, you know what I mean? Lord Michaels will fire your ass. It's like, no, it's not your thing. You can't just keep a straight face and you're fired.
Correct.
Right? So, like, so just imagine it, Cam, on the set of SNL. Sorry, Lord. You cracking up. Sorry, Lord. Sorry, Lord.
It's true. That was a good one, though.
Yeah, I know. It was good. Well, honestly, though, all kidding aside, Boss Rutan, and it's on YouTube, Boss Rutan chokes Cam Stewart. Boss Rutan, who has been in movies, like he's like Boss Rutan's been an actor. He does videos and stuff. And we tried to set it up where basically Cam didn't know much about Boss Rutan. He knew he was a tough guy. So I told Cam, don't worry. And Boss Rutan was coming in studio with us. So I told Cam, don't worry about it. I'll give you a couple of questions to ask him. Except I gave Cam questions like, why was your reign as champion so short? Like, you know, like, why did you lose to this guy? I gave Cam all these like really like questions that would piss off anybody, right? And we set it up previously with Mauro Ranallo and Boss Rutan. We coordinated it. So basically I said, listen, my buddy is a nice guy. He doesn't really know much about, you know, you or, you know, your career. So I gave him questions that are going to upset you, but we wanted Boss Rutan to get mad for real and scare Cam. Like, Boss Rutan was going to say, like, what, like, and he was going to get up and everything, right? It was a little, we used to play practical jokes on each other in the old days. So,
yes, we did.
Yeah. So Cam starts with the first question. And Boss Rutan sort of looks up, and Cam can sense, like, Cam's like, oh, this guy's not too happy, right? Like, because all laughs until Cam starts asking a few questions. Boss Rutan's like, what kind of question is that? And Boss Rutan couldn't do it. Boss Rutan broke down and started laughing. He goes, oh, I can't do it. He's too nice. I can't do it. And I'm like, oh, our whole plan is blown up. And I said, Cam, we were going to try to put a little scare into you here with Boss Rutan. And then Cam's like, well, if you want, you can choke me out if you want anyways. So then Boss Rutan's like, okay.
Sure.
Boss Rutan choke Cam out. It might be the best thing ever on any of our shows, actually. The best line besides the other night when you said, shame on you. Shame on you both. Shame on you both. That might be the best line. But when you got choked out and you woke up, Cam gets choked out by Boss Rootin live in the studio, and we're there. And Cam sort of does a few convulsions and stuff. And, you know, he wakes up, boom, he pops up. And Cam's first thing he goes, wow, that's like being on cat tranquilizers or something.
You're right. Yeah, it's like getting buried alive.
I think it's got like 50,000 hits on YouTube.
It's done pretty well.
Like
yeah. It's done pretty good.
But we should know. We should know. Cam got choked out, and I nearly got choked out by HR and management after.
They were not happy with us.
There was a quick call after the show. They're like, what the hell is wrong with you? They're like, you can't be choking people out live on TV. We're going to get sued. And what happens if Cam would have died? Oh, it's like a major ordeal. They made a big deal about it. Same place that made a big deal about me throwing a hammer through a TV one night. I don't know. It was kind of standard stuff. So I threw a hammer through a TV.
I got no problem with it.
The TV, though. The problem was the TV. I threw a hammer through a TV live on the radio one night. And I never expected it to happen. But, like, it's one of those TVs. Like, all this toxic fume started, like, steaming out of it.
Yeah, people don't know that. People don't know. They don't know. Like, I told you, Gabe, I had a car accident where I, like, ran into a pole, like, straight on, right? Like, I was up in the Arctic there, and it was icy, and I was really motoring in, like, this loser Cavalier. And, man, I smashed this pole, like, smash. But people don't understand the airbag. It's got dust and, like, toxic fumes. It is like getting punched. First of all, your face gets all bloodied by it because it's got sand in it, and then it just reeks. No, it's a real bad thing, buddy. You're right. Those TVs do. If you swallow that stuff, you're in trouble, man. Big trouble.
All right, so me and Cam right now, we're like people that don't want to go into the courtroom. That is college basketball. We're in the hallway.
Yeah,
we're like, I want to go in there and see that judge. But we got to go in there and see the judge. Alex Padilla is going to step up and join us. We're going to hit on a bunch of stuff. Lakers, Clippers, Raiders, Chargers. Tomorrow, Ruggs, of course, is out of the football game. We have Ohio State and Purdue coming up tonight. Some college basketball. Ohio State at Purdue. I brought it up earlier. We got Duke and Notre Dame, and Duke have been struggling so far this year. Duke have been struggling. They both have the same records, but Duke without Jalen Johnson as well this evening. I think Notre Dame is worth a look tonight, Cam, as a live home dog. And I think there's going to be some points. That's probably the best bet of this game. I think there'll be points. I'm going to go over the number with Duke and Notre Dame.
I got no problem with that. And I'll tell you, Notre Dame, you know, when you really think about them, they've been pretty good. Like, I know Kentucky's had struggles, but Notre Dame had a huge lead on them. They held on for victory, and they're a good basketball team, man. I wouldn't take anything away from the Irish. I agree. Duke's just relying on their name right now. They're not the same Duke teams of the past. I would lean to the Irish as well. And one thing with Notre Dame is they could fill the rock. They got a lot of streak shooters on that team. So, yeah, I would agree with the over as well.
You know, a game that we're looking at here tonight, and we're not going to go crazy with the units, but a couple of spots catch my eye. We've got Cal Baptist. Cal Baptist taking on Arizona this evening. And you look at this Cal Baptist team, bro. Yeah, they put up some points. You know, this team could put up some points. They consistently get into the 70s, the high 70s and 80s. I think this game's going to go over as well.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you. because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's do this thing. Countdown to kickoff is on. We've got Thursday night football. And as we stated, there's no turning back after that. 25 consecutive days of football between NFL, bowls, conference, championship games, the playoffs, and everything else in between. But we are also now just 6 days away from the start of the national basketball regular season. And let's break it down and more with Alex Padilla. We're getting mightier right now. We're kicking it at SoCal 1090 style. Alex, welcome to the program. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. How you doing, my man?
Dude, I'm doing great. Thank you guys for having me, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, listen, yeah, no,
I kind of feel like you a little bit, though. I'm all in on football. I got to change my mindset for basketball. I'm not there yet, but I want to get there. I'm going to get there.
I'm ready for the NBA. You know, again, last night me and Cam bet on – I enjoyed betting on the preseason NBA because I went 1-1 as opposed to betting on college basketball and going 1-5. I haven't gotten into that college basketball groove yet.
Exactly.
But let's be real. It's hard enough picking winners in football, but it's a football smorgasbord right now, right? I mean, this is the end of the line right now. Great time of the year, but I'm also fired up for the NBA. It's crazy. I believe it's going to be 64 days only in between the Lakers winning the championship and when they step on the floor against the Clippers next week.
Shortest offseason in American sports history. I don't even know what the hell they're doing out there playing still. LeBron and AD, they may not even play in the they're gonna play, but who knows how much. Have you guys caught the THT fever? Because out here in Southern California, the Talen Horton Tucker talk, that's all it is about the NBA. Like that preseason, it's such a different, just basically useless thing. If you're betting preseason, you guys must be pros because I'm not even watching. Like, and you guys are betting.
I'd use a different word than pros, Alex. Maybe stupid or degenerates.
Degenerates might be, might be better. Hey, you know what? We won though. We took the Sacramento Kings on the money line last night. No, you're right. And we do bet on everything, but I'm not a big NBA preseason better. I do find it interesting though that a lot of the teams have played their starters and have gotten the minutes. Yeah. And listen, it's like anything. If you know, there's going to be spots. But as far as the regular season is concerned, that's the thing, isn't it? It's such a quick turnaround. So as far as the Lakers are concerned, and I know you cover the Lakers a lot, and you cover the Lakers. So last year, you can't tell me that the Kobe magic wasn't a driving force with this team. It was. It was just an extra factor that kept their eyes on the prize. And everything fell into place for them. LeBron gets the championship in Los Angeles right now. Is the hunger going to be there this year? I guess that's what I'm trying to get at, in your opinion.
Yeah.
Is the hunger going to be there in the same fashion that, now LeBron, he's a Laker now. You know it. Dude, people were defacing his murals when he first got there. They're like, dude, you're not a Laker. Stop putting, you're not Kobe. Right. You're not Magic. Stop putting his face up next to these guys. And hardcore Laker fans, I never forget the guy with the shoe. He threw his shoe like 30 times to get some knock to LeBron down in a Kobe jersey.
Yeah.
Right? But now, is LeBron a Laker now, Alex? Let me ask you that. Is LeBron a Laker now? Is he a Laker?
100% LeBron's a Laker now. Like is he going to go down in the Mount Rushmore of Lakers? I don't think so, unless he comes out and wins the next three or four. But to answer your question about are they hungry, I know LeBron's hungry because he's shown it before. The guy just wants to win. He wants to pass Michael Jordan, in my opinion. It's really important to him. The guy doesn't say a single thing that he hasn't thought about yet. The guy knows exactly what he's saying at all times. My biggest question is, Anthony Davis got paid. Anthony Davis got a ring. Anthony Davis is now complacent Or is he trying to be in that next level of, I'm going to go chase this thing and be a great.
He's going to have to carry him a bit too, right? LeBron can't play every night. You're the young boy. He's an older guy. You got to play more. You got to carry the team.
Was he 36, about to be 37 years old? We've never seen anybody do this in the NBA, first of all. So if he does it, it's amazing. But what I do love what the Lakers and Rob Pelinka did, and I'll give him credit for this, is they didn't stay complacent. He didn't stay complacent. He could have brought everybody back and just ran it back. He said, no, I'm going to make my team better, at least on paper. And he got like the biggest douche there is in Montrezl Harrell. And that guy is hungry, and he's good. And they got Dennis Schroeder, who's never won before, and they added other pieces that I think are going to make this team hungry because they haven't won. So he didn't bring back Danny Green, who was trash. He didn't bring back a bunch of guys who maybe have got complacent. I think that they added some pieces that they're going to want and go improve. But to me, the key, Anthony Davis. What are you going to be? Are you going to be the next great, or are you comfortable that you got paid and you won one?
That's a great point. Yeah. Can he take his game to the next level and carry the team? Because like and we were saying, Kev, LeBron can't play every night. And it is amazing LeBron's longevity. And the thing is now with the hunger factor with LeBron, I think LeBron before was comfortable and didn't ever really thought he was ever going to get to six. Right. I think he thought, I'm not going to live my life and judge, you know, next to just Michael Jordan. Now, man, he's like a horse, Ken. He sees Secretariat, that's Jordan. And he's like, you know what? I might be able to catch this guy down the stretch. Before we get to the football, let me just ask you about Los Angeles' other team, Kawhi Leonard. Last year, listen, it was like, it's amazing how you're the man until you're not the man. And I think it's safe to say we look back. Kawhi Leonard made a mistake leaving the Raptors. He should have signed another one-year deal. They could have ran it back. Don't tell me that they wouldn't have got back to the finals either. They would have. They would have gotten back to the finals again. And his legacy really could have grown with another title, another championship. San Diego and L.A. would have always been their brother for him, right? But he was in such a rush. And there's not a 3 or 4 year window. To me, the window now, and Kawhi, guys, Kawhi might be, in his early 30s. Kawhi is as beaten up as like Red Fox was on Sanford and Son at this point. Like Kawhi's not going to be around at 37. All right. While he plays, it's now. And hell, he's a free agent, Alex. And you got a new coach in here. There's a lot of unknowns. I love the signing of Ibaka because that's Kawhi's guy. And Ibaka's been there. He's done that. He's won before. What about the Clippers? To me, it's all in this year, in my opinion, because God knows what happens next year with this team.
Well, the worst thing the Clippers did was put all their eggs in the Paul George basket. I mean, he keeps proving it over and over and over in the playoffs that he's just not that guy. He's really good. He's just not that guy that you can rely on in the playoffs to take you to a championship level. Kawhi Leonard, on the other hand, dude, that guy's amazing. We went to school together. I don't know the guy, but we went to school together. San Diego State, we were there at the same time. It was the rise of San Diego State. We were there when he got him to the Sweet 16 against UConn. So we know what Kawhi is all about. By the way, nobody ever saw this coming at San Diego State. We knew he was good. To turn what he turned into is a giant surprise here in San Diego. But really, yes, Kawhi should have stayed in Toronto for at least one more year. That is a fact. And the Clippers, I don't know if they got better. I know they didn't get better at coaching. I know Ty Lue ain't no Doc Rivers. That's not happening. Is Serge Ibaka as good as Montrezl Harrell? I don't know. I don't think so. Did the Clippers get better on paper? You think
that's
so?
That's the only part I'll jump in. Yes, I'll jump in on that. But another thing I would say, remember they said, players didn't like the preferential treatment of Kawhi Leonard. Well, I'll tell you what. That ain't changing. Ty Lue. Ty Lue's not Bobby Knight. Ty Lue is his country club as it gets. Yes, you're exactly right. And that's boom. Bingo. Right there. We got to get to the football as well. Okay. And, Cam's going to jump in on this. But this is crazy stuff. And I saw this on the news, all right? And I see everything. So most people would just think, it's another whatever. So I noticed this story. Vancouver police searching for a 23-year-old man who violated his parole. He didn't report back, whatever. 23 years old. His name? Shaquille Kobe Chartrand. And then it just sort of hit me. I'm like, damn. Yeah, I'll bet, as degenerates, Alex, I'm betting 100K that his old man was a Laker fan. Come on, the guy's name is Shaquille Kobe? His name is Shaquille Kobe. Except, let me just tell you something, Shaquille Colby. When your father gave you this name, he didn't give you this name to be known for home invasions and stabbing people and being on the run right now. All right, I'm just stating. For, you know, who's like you said, Kev, for shame. Like, Colby's not impressed. Shaquille's not impressed. Yeah, I saw his story, though, guys. Shaquille Colby Chartrand, currently wanted. Police will want help in finding him. I'm like, yeah, you know, his father was a Lakers fan.
Big time.
I had to bring that up.
100%. Yeah. When you talk about football, you guys even care about this game tomorrow? Like, Thursday night football, Chargers, Raiders.
We're betting on it. Of course we care about it, buddy. We're going to ask you.
How the hell?
You got a line on this stuff. You tell us.
Dude, I would never put a single dollar on this game. Both these teams are terrible. I don't know how the Raiders won as many games as they did. And they – listen, you all remember, right? If it wasn't for the Jets trying to lose that game, they would have lost to the Jets.
The Chargers.
Have you seen the Chargers? Have you seen the Chargers?
Yes, we have.
I don't know if you listen to Kaplan and Crew. We love to make fun of the Chargers. We're Charger haters on this show because they left us. So I will never say anything nice about the Chargers. We'll never say anything nice about the Chargers. I'll say this. They are the best team at losing in a fantastic way. That is for sure.
People in Cleveland would disagree. But I'll tell you this. But you know what, Alex? And you know this. And we are one of our guys. He used to work with us for years. This guy, Jeff Feinberg, like his Twitter profile says, I love Philip Rivers more than you love your mother. And he actually means it. Like, he actually means it. Like, no one is as bigger Charger fan in the world than this guy. But I told him this years ago, and he agreed. And I'm a Bills fan. I said, you know, I've caught on. The Chargers really are the Bills, the Lions, and the Browns. But people don't associate them with that sort of Northeast train wreck because it's nice weather. But if you look at it, as you stated over the years, the Chargers are right there with finding every which possible way to lose. All right?
Don't bet on
them. All right. Hang on there, Alex. We'll be right back on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, kicking it with a Ranger Red and Cam Stewart. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates and video platforms. Alex Padilla kicking it with us right now. 1090 SoCal stepping up and in. We're getting mightier here. Hopefully our picks are mightier a little bit later on this evening. So I see, listen, the NBA countdown is on 6 days away. And I don't know why this guy bothers me, but he just does. And it's nothing personal against him. But I've always thought that he's been greatly overrated. And he got hurt again. And I'm talking about Gordon Hayward. Yeah, Richie Cunningham.
Howdy Doody. You always had a problem with Richie Cunningham.
Yeah, howdy doody. You know what I mean? I do. And I've come to the conclusion, you know who he is, guys? I'll throw it to you, Cam, and then to you, Alex. But you know who he is? Gordon Hayward is Sam Bradford. If you add up all the money that he's made for what he's actually delivered, he's Sam Bradford. And
it's a great comparison.
This is crazy. This is crazy, all right? Out of the tens of thousands of players that have played in the NBA and the hundreds of mega superstars and star players, Gordon Hayward has made the 20th most money in NBA history. Wow.
Damn.
Think about that. Yeah.
I am thinking about it, and that's a problem.
That's some big problem. Stuff, isn't it? Wow. All right, let me just say, where's my phone? Like, I got to get online. Who's his agency? Who's his agent? Can you represent me, please? Please, sir? Please? Like, wow. Think about that. He's made the 20th most money career earnings in the league's history. Gordon Hayward.
Well, the question is this. First of all, it's nuts. And I got to I got to ask you guys, what is Michael Jordan doing there? And this is another point you bring up. I love the Sam Bradford comparison, Gabe, but think about it. When superstars go back into it, we saw with Wayne Gretzky and coaching and stuff, you just can't live up to the expectation of greatness, Alex. It's a problem. When you are that good like Jordan, it doesn't translate into being a good GM. It's actually the opposite. You don't want that guy. This organization, to me, these guys are going to be horrible this year. I think they're taking a step back.
I don't know what Michael Jordan's thinking. And listen, as a Laker fan, we saw it with Magic Johnson too. The guy would rather quit just to tweet than he would to be a good vice president of basketball operations. It clearly doesn't translate. How can you be so bad though at talent evaluation? I think he just lucked in. I think LaMelo's going to be pretty good, but Gordon Hayward, what has he done? What has he proven? What is, like, he has done nothing to ever 20th in the league. You blew my mind. Like, honestly, you blew my mind.
Yeah, me 20th too.
All
it
time.
Actually, it was 11th, but there's been a lot of different deals that have been made recently.
Supermax deals. Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. LeBron's actually going to be. Oh yeah, LeBron's
Michael Jordan's
going to
make a documentary about his picks. That's for sure. Michael Jordan needs that. We need a new The Last Dance of terrible GMing.
Well, why? The thing is, exactly, it's not only that. And what do you think about Ball? Is Ball going to implode? We saw the kid Flynn out of SDSU pick his pocket the other night, right off the top, and he falls face first. Not a good look. But the thing with Jordan is, I don't understand. Is the bad contracts that he gives people? That's what I don't get. It's like, really? Like, why? Like, Gordon Hayward, like, really, out of everyone in the NBA, this is the guy you're going to throw all this money at? Gordon Hayward.
He's injury prone.
And Terry Rozier. Like, nobody else was offering Terry Rozier. Like, it's like buying a house and, like, offering double what the market is, just for the hell of it. Like, Terry Rozier didn't have a million suitors willing to give him that money. It's just, that's what's baffling to me. But nevertheless, let's get into the football. So forget about the Chargers and those treasonous son of a bitches. Let's talk about the Rams. Let's talk about the Rams. Because I actually know a lot of former Charger fans are on the Ram bandwagon now. But I always find that ironic because San Diego hates L.A. and they lose a team to L.A. and then people in San Diego become fans of the other L.A. team, if that makes sense.
That makes no
so
sense.
So our reasoning – It makes no sense. But listen, man, what else we got to do here? Like, we have to make some sort of reasoning. We got to make some sort of reasoning. So we figured the only way, the real way that we could hurt the Chargers is to prop up the Rams, and that's what we've done. I mean, and it helped that they went to a Super Bowl. They stunk it up. They only scored 3 points, but it helps that they went to a Super Bowl. And all we do is make fun of Dean Spanos being cheap as hell and just playing in Stan Kroenke's giant stadium. So that's really all we got here. We couldn't make ourselves Raider fan. We couldn't do that. That would be as treasonous as possible. So the only thing we could do is let's make the Rams as great as possible and screw the Chargers over as much. They're already irrelevant anyways, so they're doing it on their own. But at least if the Rams are up there, then we can, you know, a little cherry on top.
Hey, Gabe, why don't you ask Alice his opinion of Goff, like we do usual guests on the show. Goff, your guy.
It's interesting. We have a lot of debates about Jared Goff. We'll stay neutral. We won't tell him what our takes were. What's your opinion? Are you a Jared Goff backer? Are you ripper, a hater? Where do you stand with Jared Goff?
Jared Goff is the same as Carson Wentz, except Jared Goff actually has some talent around him. And I think Sean McVay forces Jared Goff to do things he just cannot do. And when he doesn't, the Rams are actually good, like they did when they beat the Patriots. You just give the ball to Cam Akers a million times a day. Don't let Jared Goff screw it up for you, even though he's going to try. Jared Goff is very limited. But Sean McVay is very good at hiding those limitations, as where Doug Peterson didn't know what the hell he was doing with Carson Wentz this year.
No love, Cam, even from the local.
Even from Alex. Yeah,
come on.
We actually like Jared Goff.
Yes, you guys tell me. Jared Goff, yes. And Jared Goff I trust. I got no problems with Jared Goff.
He's great at scanning the field. He's making the throws now. We like the progression of Jared Goff. He's not just a bus driver anymore. He's getting better.
The guy loves to throw interceptions. I don't know what you guys are looking at.
There's been, you know what, though? No, the interceptions came in bunches, right? The interceptions came in bunches. If you look, if we go through, I don't want to get into now. We can't get into a Jared Goff debate every damn night on the show.
Exactly.
We've had like
We got into a million Carson Wentz debates too.
Carson Wentz sucks. All right. Jared Goff does not suck. All right.
Carson Wentz is not as good as Jared Goff. No way.
I said they're comparable, but the only thing is McVay knows what he's doing with Goff.
Yeah, I think though that it's unfair.
No.
That I think it's unfair that when the Rams offense doesn't do well, it's Goff's fault. When the Rams offense does well, it's McVay's genius. Like Sean McVay, Jared Goff wasn't the one that was coolest and couldn't figure out a zone in a Super Bowl, right? Like it's up to the coaching staff to say, all right, guys, we got to change our place. That's Sean McVay.
Sean McVay was fanboying all over Bill Belichick before that game even started. That game was
lost. Damn right he was going out to dinner with him. I think he gave him the playbook.
What are you doing?
I think he shared the playbook with him.
Yeah, the guy's doing interviews and stuff like that. It's put the brakes on, dude. You're in the Super Bowl. Relax. We can do the talk show circuit after we win the Super Bowl. That's the whole damn problem. Yeah, getting me fired up now, Morency.
Belichick played Sean McVay that week more than Putin played Trump. like a useless idiot. Hey, you're my buddy. You're so great. Yeah, how's practice going? How's practice going? Oh, yeah, yeah. So you guys, Oh, Cook's got a hamstring problem. Oh, yeah. Belichick's like a KGB agent. Like, you go out to dinner with this guy, and he's just going to be staring at you, right? He's going to be knowing everything. Any little piece he can get, right? Any little piece. Man. You're right, Alex. I remember me and Cam lost a lot of money on that game. I remember at the time, I'm like, dude, he's playing you. What are you doing hanging around with this guy? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. The most infamous cheater in the history of the league. You're hanging out with the guy.
That pregame handshake, when we all saw it on the NFL Films thing, when he was like fanboying, like, you know, what you guys do is so great, your ability to adapt and this and that. It's like, dude, first of all, that wasn't the first time you've met Bill Belichick. You got to hang out with him all freaking week. Like, keep it in your pants, brother. Like, get ready for the game. And clearly they weren't ready for the game. It was, we had a lot of conversations about that stupid 20-second clip, and it's still
fresh. What about the Rams this year? You know, quickly, though, do you remember in the World Series? I even bitch about it. I'm a hardcore Dodger fan, Alex, lifelong. And even I said, I'm like, what the hell is Adames doing? Hugging Mookie Betts. Remember, Cam, I brought up poor guys on the mound. Someone's on the mound, like the bases are loaded. Betts and these guys are talking about like Harvard or something. One of their kids or like, I don't know, their sister. They're hugging each other. There's actually gifts of it. I don't know. There's a time to be buddies and there's a time. But anytime one of these coaches, Belichick, like these guys screw, they're just trying to screw with you and pick your brain. So what about the Rams? I think they're as live as anybody in the NFC to get to the Super Bowl, and people are talking about them. But they're going to need the right matchups along the way. I don't want to see them playing in like minus 17 and at Green Bay late. But I think the Rams can make it to the Super Bowl with Jared Goff as the quarterback.
Well, I'll tell you what, they still play the Seahawks one more time, I think, right? I think they still play. Or what?
Easy Let's game. See them Seahawks win. Suck. Easy play, game. Cam knows
play,
that.
They play the Jets this week.
I'm sorry, Cam.
They play the Jets this week.
So sorry, buddy.
They'll be I think if Drew Brees is back, I think it's the Saints and the Packers, in my opinion. I think it's the Saints and the Packers just because – they just keep proving it week in, week out. And somehow the Saints are winning with Taysom Hill, even though they lost last week to Jalen Hurts. But to me, the Rams are just not there. And it's because of Goff that I don't think they're there yet. I just don't see it from him. I know their defense is outstanding. Aaron Donald's the best defensive player in the league. Jalen Ramsey's worth the money. I don't care what anybody says about him. He's worth the money. But I just think Jared Goff is the limitation.
Wow. Deeply disappointed.
Crickets.
Yeah, that sucks, Alex. You're a nice guy, too. It's just we've had these debates all week with everybody at the network. Gabe, I guess we're the only guys who are defending Goff.
Like I
and
said,
Goff we
Jared
trust.
Goff, yeah, Jared Goff really should send me a gift basket. Like, I'm the only bastard out there in this world that ever defends him.
Like, I'm trying to invite you over to his house. He should invite you over to his
everybody
house.
Everybody be
the,
wrong?
Wedges and stuff. I mean, listen.
Can everybody be wrong?
He's proven it time and time again that he's not there. I don't know what you guys – I don't know how you guys think he's that good. I mean, he's just not.
We didn't say he's that good, but I'm not
– No, that good. Better than people
he's
think.
He's not a liability to them. He's not a liability to them. Like, what's their record if they don't, like, have Jared Goff? Like, what quarterback makes a difference? Like, who makes a difference that – what, Mahomes? Sure. Fine. Aaron Rodgers? Sure. Fine. Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson?
After that, who? You know what I mean? You know who?
Yeah, like, you're right.
You know what I mean? I think Goff is a Matt Ryan, Matt Stafford, Derek Carr. I've got him in that sort of if
but I could getting put these paid like in, he's Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, they all do though. Look, Carson Wentz is getting paid like that too, and
oh yeah.
He's a cheerleader.
But at least the Eagles recognized their mistake and drafted a guy in the second round. Like the Rams don't even have a backup quarterback. I couldn't even tell you
because,
who it is.
Because Sean McVay knows he's got his guy, Jared Goff.
I love the Goff love. I really do. You guys are the highest I've ever met of anybody on Goff.
We said top 12.
And you guys say
the argument started top 12. Top 12 quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
Next time we speak, come back on next week and come back and tell us where he is if he's not top 12.
I'm going to take a look. I'm going to rank him for you.
Okay, perfect. We like that.
Any opinion on LAFC and Cruz Azul tonight? Like, we're betting
absolutely,
it all.
Absolutely, dude. Are you? Is Carlos Vela playing tonight?
Probably. I would say not. Yeah. We haven't dug into it yet, actually.
Cruz Azul made it to either the final or the semifinal in Liga MX. LAFC is the best team in MLS. Mm-hmm. If Carlos Vela plays, I would still go with LAFC. You know what? I take that back. Liga MX. Go with the Cruz Azul.
You should be ripping LAFC and praising Jared Goff, Alex. We're going to continue this next week.
Okay.
You got it all wrong.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, I said earlier that I like Cal Baptist in Arizona to go over the number, but Cam, canceled.
You got it, buddy. Yeah, Big Card Julio gave us the tweet, canceled. I expect a couple other games, too. And you know, Gabe, it's not like football, basketball. They play every day. So these games, these cancellations happen quite quickly, too. It's not like you get a day or two in advance. They can happen. And think about that. You're prepping the whole time, and boom, the game just gets canceled. And I guess this is the COVID era that we're living in. Wouldn't be surprised if a couple more got canceled.
I see Purdue is up to 7.5 right now. Man. That's steaming.
That's a lot. That is. That's hot steam.
I think they're going to beat them.
Steam burns. Yeah.
I think they're going to beat them.
They should. I'm on kind of a weird game tonight. It didn't work out for me, actually. Game with Loyola Chicago or whatever. I lost that game last night. Got bit on the Clemson game. I've already won one game. I in-bet live Oregon State when they were getting hammered by UTSA, University of Texas, San Antonio. That's a winner. But I'm kind of fading the public game. Maybe you can jump in on it. I like Miami getting 5.5 now against Pitt. Pitt seems to be a real steam play as well. That line skyrocketed. It went from 2 to 4.5 before game time. They're down 4 at the break. I'm going to take a shot with the Hurricanes. Not a big play. That's what you said with college basketball. Easy does it. I'm not doing any like massive like throw the account in plays on this type of stuff. It's too volatile.
No, you're exactly right. And it's just recreational plays. Have some fun. Try to chip away, win a couple of bets, yep. And then we'll get back at it. We got football tomorrow, football Friday, football Saturday, football Sunday, football Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's like happy days. Monday, Tuesday,
yep. Wednesday, Thursday, football days. Wednesday, yeah. Thursday, football days. Football days. It's going to be a great week for us. Yeah.
Right.
Let's win some cash.
This can't lose. I'm going to put together a money line parlay. No way this doesn't win.
What, of right. Soccer games or that Tigres game? Those guys are good.
Yeah. I hit that. Dude, both MLS teams are getting smoked tonight. They're getting smoked. Atlanta is getting smoked. All right. Atlanta's going to get smoked. And Cruz Azul are good. You think they're losing to the team from LA? They'll get shot when they go back home if they lose this game.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.